There you have the BBC Concert Orchestra, led by Gavin Sutherland, and a little tune by English composer Haydn Wood from his Royal Castle suite. We listen to a march called Balmoral Castle here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, and let me start this noon hour by saying very sorry to all of you out there. Sorry for that technical mishap that knocked us off the air for a bit. You know how you're using computers and you get in one of those situations where it tells you that so-and-so program is not responding. We had a little moment like that at the start of the noon hour. Thank you for telling me it's not responding. We can see that it is not responding. Well, we think we've got things ironed out and should be able to proceed without any issue. We've got coming up later I Solisti Veneti and music of Antonio Salieri, one of his piano concertos, in just a bit. The Royal Philharmonic has something for us now by the Swedish composer Franz Berwald, a little tone poem that they call Björnafesten, next on Kansas Public Radio. The tone poem Björnafesten by Franz Berwald. We listen to the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Ulf Björlin on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where it's just about 12:25, and in a few minutes, I Solisti Veneti and pianist Aldo Ciccolini with a Italian piano concerto, music from Antonio Salieri. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting historian and author Rick Atkinson at the Dole Lecture April 13th, 7 p.m. at the Lead Center of Kansas. Tickets required. More at DoleInstitute.org. And Security Benefit, a Kansas-based retirement savings company seeking employees who want to make a difference in their careers and communities. Details on current openings at SecurityBenefit.com. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank local businesses like Yellow Sub, JB's Cali Fusion, and Wheatfields, whose generous donations help to make KPR's membership drive possible. We have with us next violinist Gil Shaham, joined on piano by Akira Yaguchi. A short tune next by the great Spanish violin virtuoso Pablo de Sarasate, Zapatero, number 2. Zapatero number 2 by Pablo de Sarasate, played by violinist Gil Shaham alongside pianist Akira Yaguchi on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Just about 12:30 now, and we'll have NPR News at the top of the hour. We've got classical music until 3 p.m. Support for classical music comes from the KU Natural History Museum. Membership at the museum includes reciprocal entry to over 200 museums and science centers across the country. Membership information is available at biodiversity.ku.edu. KPR would like to thank local businesses like Mass Street Fish House, Morning Fog, and Latchkey Deli, whose generous donations help to make KPR's membership drive possible. What really makes it possible, though, is your support. During our drive, the Hive Drive, KPR was delighted to receive support from new and current members and sustainers. You and your fellow community members came together to support KPR during a time when news, music, and programming are more important than ever. KPR relies on support from listeners like you, and if you didn't get a chance to donate, you can always do so over at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you again for your marvelous support. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, operating a regenerative vegetable and education farm, connecting people of all ages, ancestries, and abilities to land, soil, food, and community. Details at caseyfarmschool.org. Ready for our next performance? It'll be given by the ensemble I Solisti Veneti. Claudio Schimoni is the conductor, and the pianist is Aldo Ciccolini, and we have a piano concerto, one from the great Italian classical composer Antonio Salieri, who gets a bad rap these days. If he's remembered at all, it's as the villain from the movie Amadeus. But the idea that he was some sort of rival to Mozart was a pure invention, first by the Russian author Pushkin, and an idea picked up by playwright Peter Schaeffer, and finally landed with Miloš Forman for the movie. The reality was that Salieri was one of Italy's finest composers, as well as a teacher to the likes of Franz Schubert, Beethoven, and many more. We'll hear his piano concerto in B-flat major next on KPR. conductor Claudio Simone in charge of the Ensemble Solisti Veneti, alongside pianist Aldo Ciccolini in that recording, with a concerto for piano and orchestra in B-flat major from Antonio Salieri, the seldom-remembered and much-maligned Antonio Salieri, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Just about time for NPR News. It's right around the corner. Our next hour of classical music brings us Trio Fontenay and chamber music from Antonin Dvorak, one of the piano trios, and much later still, a suite known as Hungarian Scenes by Jules Massenet. That and much more wonderful music is on the way here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center and KU's Office of Sovereign Partnerships and Indigenous Initiatives, presenting the annual KU Powwow and Indigenous Cultures Festival, Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Details at powwow.ku.edu and University Press of Kansas. Marking its 80th year, the nonprofit press publishes books in American history, politics, military, and regional studies. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, we have sunny skies and about 61 degrees. Today it'll warm up to about 65. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s, a bit breezy. Tomorrow is going to be a cloudy day, eventually a sunny day. Highs once again in the mid-60s, a low of 47 Tuesday night, and looks like our next chance for showers in the forecast occurs on Wednesday, when we have a slight chance of showers for Wednesday afternoon, a better chance of showers for Wednesday evening.
Important sights along the way. Don't worry, we'll still get you where you need to go. All things considered, from NPR News, enjoy the journey.
Here are all things considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Lively start to our 1 p.m. hour with music by composer Johan Svendsen of Norway and that tone poem called The Norwegian Artist's Carnival, Carsten Andersen and the Bergen Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. More classical music for your Monday afternoon. I'm Jeb Watson, and coming up we await the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. We have one of the great orchestral suites by Jules Massenet, Hungarian Scenes, the second orchestral suite, along in just a bit. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Working with Dreams, Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, assisting those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. More at workingwithdreams.com. We have a substantial amount of chamber music from Antonín Dvořák to enjoy next. Written in 1876, we've got for you Piano Trio No. 2 in G minor, the players of Trio Fontenay, next on KPR. From 1876, Antonín Dvořák and his Piano Trio No. 2 in G minor, performed by the Ensemble Trio Fontenay on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where there's about 20 minutes until our next NPR News update, and we'll enjoy classical music till 3 this afternoon. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, as well as online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. We're so glad you could be joined us on a Monday afternoon. KPR wants to sincerely thank everyone who contributed during KPR's Hive Drive. We understand that these are trying times, and your support means the world to us. A major key to KPR's continued success is the support from sustaining members. You make news, music, and programming possible. If you didn't get a chance to donate and you're able to give, please consider pledging online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks again from all of us here at KPR. And we'd like to briefly just say thank you also to local businesses like Meadowlark Wine Bar and Uplift Coffee, whose generous donations also help to make KPR's membership drive possible. We're ready to bring you now the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, conducted here in this instance by Johnny Valsance, and music from around the same time as the last piece we just heard, this one, composed in 1870 by Jules Massenet, his second orchestral suite, Hungarian Scenes, next on Kansas Public Radio. Known as Hungarian Scenes, or the Second Orchestral Suite by French composer Jules Massenet, conductor Johnny Valsance led the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m., stay tuned next for NPR News. We've got another hour of the classics in store for us, where we'll enjoy a few pieces from English composers Ernest Tomlinson and Rayfon Williams. We'll set aside most of our time, though, for the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam and pianist Vladimir Ashkenazy with Rachmaninoff's Fourth Piano Concerto. That's our next hour of classical music. Hope you can stay with us here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. On the KU campus, it's 61 degrees, high of 65 today. Sky's sunny. Mostly cloudy by tonight, though, with lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow starts off cloudy, becoming sunny, highs of 65 again, and a low of 47 for Tuesday night. Slight chance of rain in the forecast starting on Wednesday. You're listening to KPR.
It's along the way. Don't worry, we'll still get you where you need to go. All things considered, from NPR News, enjoy the journey.
Hear all things considered today from 3 to 7 at your place. For NPR News, Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Live. The crew has now begun a trip around the moon and is on track to return to Earth Friday. NASA plans to put astronauts on the surface of the moon in 2028. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 115 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. French music of the Baroque time, composed by Joseph Baden de Boismortier, a chaconne, played by members of Les Concerts Spirituels, Hervé Niquet, the conductor, on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, back with one more go-around of classical music before 3 p.m., and all things considered. Most of our time will be spent in the company of the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam and pianist Vladimir Ashkenazy. But joining us a bit later, for Rachmaninoff and his Fourth Piano Concerto, still to come, here on a Monday afternoon. Thanks for being with us today. Support for classical music comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting the University Dance Company's Spring Concert, featuring choreography by Kansas City's Sam McReynolds, April 10th through 12th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at dance.ku.edu. Next up, the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. Its conductor in this recording is the English composer Ernest Tomlinson. The music is of his own devising. Tomlinson was big in that particularly English genre that they call light music. And what is that? It's the sort of music that you might hear in the background of an old 1950s documentary. But here's a good way to explain it. We'll show you what light music is in a suite that Tomlinson composed, his Light Music Suite. Next, on KPR. That's what light music is. The Light Music Suite by composer Ernest Tomlinson, who in that recording was conductor of the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 2:21 is the time. In just a few minutes, we'll have along the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam, as well as pianist Vladimir Ashkenazy, and we'll enjoy Rachmaninoff and his fourth piano concerto in just a few minutes here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming soprano Renee Fleming, presenting Voice of Nature, the Anthropocene, Friday, April 17th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And Security Benefit, with a philanthropic focus extending to over 100 organizations, helping those in need and focusing on education, health, and the arts. More information at securitybenefit.com. On the KU campus, 63 degrees, about 65 for a high today, sky sunny. Cloudy this evening, though, and lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow starts off a cloudy day and turns sunny, highs once again around 65, and tomorrow night's low 47. Chance of showers in the forecast beginning on Wednesday. Here's a dash more English music with the London Soloists Ensemble. From Ralph Vaughan Williams, we have a lovely romance for viola and piano. Romance for viola and piano. Music by Ralph Vaughan Williams and played by the London Soloists Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. About 2:30 now, half an hour until All Things Considered from NPR News. Before we continue, I just want to let you know about what's happening this weekend on Saturday, April 11th, 7:30 p.m. at White Concert Hall in Topeka. The Topeka Symphony Orchestra is presenting an evening of music called The Clown, a night of mystery, intrigue, and spectacular beauty, where they'll perform Petrushka by Igor Stravinsky, along with Rena Esmail's Remember, which weaves powerful themes of identity and connection, along with Tchaikovsky and his violin concerto. That's on offer by the Topeka Symphony Orchestra and their concert The Clown, this Saturday, April 11th, 7:30 p.m. It'll be at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, and as always, find all the details over at topekasymphony.org. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR truly appreciates the support from members and sustainers like you. During our spring membership drive, the Hive Drive, we were delighted to see the support from our listening community shine through in these uncertain times. If you didn't get a chance to donate, consider pledging online at kansaspublicradio.org, and thanks again for your marvelous support. KPR would also like to thank local businesses like Yellow Sub, J.B. Callie's Fusion, and Wheatfields, whose generous donations also help to make KPR's membership drive possible. We're ready to bring you the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam and pianist Vladimir Ashkenazy, conductor Bernard Haitink, in a concerto by Rachmaninoff, his fourth piano concerto, which for him was a bit of a Goldilocks situation. There were three versions of this piece, completed first in 1926, an unsuccessful premiere, after which he made cuts and amendments to the work. The second version, 2 years later, continued to be a bit imperfect, and so the fourth and final version from 1941 proved to be just right. Piano Concerto No. 4 on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Sergei Rachmaninoff's fourth piano concerto, performed by the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam, conductor Bernard Haitink and pianist Vladimir Ashkenazy. Just about 3 p.m., All Things Considered from NPR News, just ahead. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for being a part of classical music on a Monday afternoon. I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANVHD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's 3 o'clock.